Welcome to the first episode of Justified Sinners. I'm Chris Coy. While one of the helpful insights of postmodernism is that no one is agenda-free or devoid of presuppositions, it is my sincere desire to make the search for, the discovery, and the proclamation of Christ my agenda as I study the Bible. Why do I want to make that my agenda? Isn't there more in the Bible than Christ? Well, not according to Christ himself. In chapter 5 of the Gospel of John, Jesus healed the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida. The Jews immediately deposed the man about walking and carrying his pallet on the Sabbath. His only defense was that the man who had healed him had commanded him to pick up his pallet and walk home. How could he not honor the wishes of the one who had just made his body whole? Of course, this did not stir the Jews to faith in Christ. Instead, they wanted to know who gave Jesus the authority to violate the Sabbath by healing during it. Jesus' reply not only proclaimed his divine unity of being with the Father, but also made some fascinating points about the nature of Scripture. In John 5:39, Jesus said, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these Scriptures that testify about me." Now, here are some quick observations about what Jesus said. First, the Jews' problem was not that they were not reading the Scriptures. Jesus acknowledges that they did, in fact, search the Scriptures looking for eternal life. Second, the Scriptures are, in fact, about how we can have eternal life. Notice that Jesus does not say, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but there's so much more than salvation in the Bible. You need to get on with the really important or practical stuff." Third, the reason the Scriptures are all about how we can have eternal life is because these Scriptures testify about Christ. And fourth, the Jews were obviously finding all kinds of things in the Scriptures, but they did not have eternal life because they weren't looking for Christ when they read the Scriptures. In other words, the whole point and purpose of the Bible is to proclaim Christ because, as Acts 4:12 tells us, there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. If we read the Bible looking for anyone or anything other than Christ, we will find all kinds of things, but we won't find eternal life. You could read a cookbook to find the kind of font the publisher decided to use, but why? That's not the purpose of the cookbook. In the same way, why look for anything in the Bible, no matter how good or useful it might be, if it is not the purpose of the Bible? Of course, John 5:39 and following is not the only place where Jesus or any other New Testament author says this. Luke's account of Jesus on the Emmaus Road is another bold proclamation that Jesus is not just in the messianic prophecies. He is, to quote Luke, "in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms," from Luke 24:44. And that's just Jesus' way of summarizing the Jewish divisions of the entire Old Testament. There is also the evidence from the dual meaning of the word "word" in the phrase "the Word of God." Jesus is the Word of God, as we see in John chapter 1, and the Bible is the Word of God. It is not difficult to see that the Bible is all about Jesus, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. In the future, I hope to get a little more sophisticated with this podcast by adding some music and perhaps doing some interviews. So please tune in again soon for another episode. This has been Chris Coy with the Justified Sinners podcast.